Friends, today we gather at the table of the Lord. Now, all of us here have, in the course of our days, come to make this celebration in Christian community many times. But it is important that each time that we make this celebration of remembrance, that we do so conscious of the significance of what we're doing and grateful to God for His grace. This hymn, "The Son of God Proclaimed," serves as a wonderful introduction to the Lord's table and what it is that we remember as we gather here. I can't tell you a lot about the background of this hymn. The author did write some other hymn texts, but I don't think that any of the other hymns, the few other hymns that I know of that he wrote, are in our hymn repertoire actively. And this tune that we sing it to is one of apparently a number of tunes that are used for these words. And we also sing the hymn, "Rise Up, O Men of God," to this tune. So the background is sparse, but the content of the hymn is significant. This hymn begins by reminding us of the uniqueness of Jesus Christ. You see, when Jesus gathered with his disciples in that room in Jerusalem, he was not just an ordinary teacher of the law who had made the journey from Galilee down to Jerusalem to celebrate Passover with his disciples. He was so much more. And the hymn reminds us of this because the one who gathered with his disciples was none other than the Lord's own Son, the living Word, who had come to live in the midst of his people. As the hymn expresses it, "The Son of God proclaimed, the Lord of time and space, the God who bade the light break forth, now shines in Jesus' face." And for us, this reminds us of the significance of the one who calls us to be at his table. He was the living Word, the Lord's Messiah, the special one sent to be the Redeemer of his people. And it is he who gathers with his disciples in the midst of gloomy circumstances, really. Oh yes, it was Passover time, and Passover time was a time of celebration. But the gloom for those who were gathered there with Jesus was the fact that they realized that circumstances were surrounding them that might make this particular visit to Jerusalem a perilous one. And here they are, celebrating Passover with their master. And here we are also to celebrate in the presence of our Lord at a table that he has established for us, at a festival, a feast that has an altogether transformed meaning in his purpose. For it takes the theme of Passover and deepens and enriches it. So the one who calls us is a unique one, Jesus Christ, the Lord's incarnate Son. Now this hymn also points out to us, as we sung it, that Christ, in all this power that was his as the Son of God, approached these circumstances with humility and came as a servant and not as some sort of dictatorial leader. The hymn expresses it this way: behold his outstretched hands. Though all was in his power, he took the towel and basin then and serves us in this hour. That refers, of course, to events that had preceded the portion that we read from Mark chapter 14. It reminds us of the gathering that Jesus had with his disciples, when he, the master, had taken the role of the servant and washed the disciples' feet, expressing in the midst of it all that though he was the incarnate Son of God, he came not to exercise his messiahship in some authoritarian fashion, but to do so with humility. And that would be evidenced even more for them in the events that followed in the ensuing week. It is important for us, as we come to the table, to come with great reverence for the Lord's own Son, who bids us be his guests. But we do so remembering the humility of this one who invites us into his presence. He, God's creative word, the church's Lord and head, here bids us gather as his friends and share his wine and bread. The Lord of life and death, with wondering praise we sing. We break the bread at his command and name him God and King. We take this cup in hope, for he who gladly bore the shameful cross is risen again and reigns forevermore. We cannot come to this celebration without remembering and meditating upon the sacrifice that Jesus was about to make as he fulfilled the role of Messiah. For there they are gathered at the table. There is a sense of impending danger, but somehow, despite our Lord's efforts to make his disciples aware of the events that were soon to follow, it really wasn't within their pattern of thought to understand the sacrifice that he was about to make. But we, friends, come to this table knowing what followed, and knowing why those events took place, and knowing not only our Lord's sacrifice, but the reason that he made it. This communion hymn helps us remember that when we gather for fellowship at the Lord's table, we are proclaiming Christ. We are announcing our identity with him. And we are acknowledging what a dramatic relationship he had with his people. Jesus came to this table, recall the occasion was Passover. And in Israel, Passover was a celebration of remembrance and thanksgiving for events that had happened long before, way back in Egypt, when God had freed his people from slavery. And the celebration of Passover had been established that this might be an ongoing memorial for them, that they would never forget the way in which God had intervened to set them free. And when it comes to this particular Passover that Jesus celebrates with his disciples, Jesus in essence says, now Passover resides within me. Not the lamb of sacrifice of former times, but the Lamb of God. And he gave to the celebration that they were making an entirely fresh and deepened significance that it would take them some time to fully grasp and appreciate. And here we are, we come to proclaim the Lord, our Messiah, the sacrificial lamb who offered himself in our place. And when we come to the fellowship of the table, we not only proclaim Christ, as the hymn in its first line says, the Son of God proclaim, it also is that we experience and express our relationship with Christ. By being here, by doing this act of remembrance, we identify ourselves with him. He is the Lord. We are his people. And the hymn has an aspect to it that's an important theme for us to remember when we come to communion. While the celebration of communion is a solemn and sacred thing, it is also an act of fellowship and friendship. And the hymn by Basil Bridge captures it this way. He, God's creative word, the church's Lord and head, here bids us gather as his friends and share his wine and bread. It's that personal, that the Lord claims us as his friends and invites us to see him as not just the Messiah, but also as our friend. And in this celebration, there was something happening that was only anticipated and acquired its meaning as events unfolded afterwards. The writer of the hymn captures it in these words, we take this cup in hope, for he who gladly bore the shameful cross is risen again and reigns forevermore. Jesus understood that, of course. as he gathered with his disciples in that upper room in Jerusalem. He understood the events that were immediately before him. He recognized the sacrifice that he would be called upon to make. But he also understood that death would be swallowed up in victory, and that resurrection would follow crucifixion. And that's an important word for us to retain also as we come to the table. Yes, we focus on the sacrifice that Christ made as the Messiah, the shedding of his blood, the brokenness of his body. But we do that not in isolation from the remembrance that he who was crucified is alive. And as he lives, we, by his grace, may live also. And so, our celebration of communion anticipates resurrection, our Lord's resurrection, and ours also. And this hymn leads us into a deep understanding of what it is we celebrate when we come to the table. Friends, I leave this hymn with you. By the grace of God, perhaps we'll have opportunity to sing it various times together in similar occasions when we're about to share in the fellowship of the table. But may we, as we sing this hymn, hear the words and be drawn into their meaning and be strengthened in the faith we profess. This, friends, is good news. Thanks be to God.